T-Ray and I live just outside Sylvan, South Carolina, population 3100. Peach stands and Baptist churches, that sums it up. At the entrance to the farm, we had a big wooden sign with Owens Peach Enterprises painted across it in the worst orange color you've ever seen. I hated that sign. But the sign was nothing compared with the giant peach perched atop a 60-foot pole beside the gate. Everyone at school referred to it as the Great Fanny, and I'm cleaning up the language. Its fleshy color, not to mention the crease down the middle, gave it the unmistakable appearance of a rear end. Rosaline said it was T-Ray's way of mooning the entire world. That was T-Ray. He didn't believe in slumber parties or sock hops, which wasn't a big concern as I never got invited to them anyway. But he refused to drive me to town for football games, pep rallies, or beta club car washes, which were held on Saturdays. He didn't care that I wore clothes I made for myself in home economics class, cotton print shirt waists with crooked zippers and skirts hanging below my knees, outfits only the Pentecostal girls wore. I might as well have worn a sign on my back. I am not popular and never will be. I needed all the help that fashion could give me, since no one, not a single person, had ever said, "Lily, you are such a pretty child." Except for Miss Jennings at church, and she was legally blind. I watched my reflection not only in the mirror, but in store windows and across the television when it wasn't on, trying to get a fix on my looks. My hair was black like my mother's, but basically a nest of cowlicks, and it worried me that I didn't have much of a chin. I kept thinking I'd grow one the same time my breasts came in, but it didn't work out that way. I had nice eyes, though, what you would call Sophia Loren eyes. But still, even the boys who wore their hair in ducktails, dripping with Vitalis, and carried combs in their shirt pockets, didn't seem attracted to me, and they were considered hard up. Matters below my neck had shaped up, not that I could show off that part. It was fashionable to wear cashmere twin sets and plaid kilts mid-thigh, but T-Ray said hell would be an ice rink before I went out like that. Did I want to end up pregnant like Bitsy Johnson, whose skirt barely covered her ass? How he knew about Bitsy is a mystery of life, but it was true about her skirts and true about the baby. An unfortunate coincidence is all it was. Rosaline knew less about fashion than T-Ray did, and when it was cold, God help me Jesus, she made me go to school wearing long breeches under my Pentecostal dresses. There was nothing I hated worse than clumps of whispering girls who got quiet when I passed. I started picking scabs off my body, and when I didn't have any, gnawing the flesh around my fingernails till I was a bleeding wreck. I worried so much about how I looked and whether I was doing things right. I felt half the time I was impersonating a girl instead of really being one. I had thought my real chance would come from going to charm school at the women's club last spring, Friday afternoons for 6 weeks, but I got barred because I didn't have a mother, a grandmother, or even a measly aunt to present me with a white rose at the closing ceremony. Rosaline doing it was against the rules. I'd cried till I threw up in the sink. "You're charming enough," Rosaline had said, washing the vomit out of the sink basin. "You don't need to go to some highfalutin school to get charm." "I do so," I said. "They teach everything, how to walk and pivot, what to do with your ankles when you sit in a chair, how to get into a car, pour tea, take off your gloves." Rosaline blew air from her lips.
"Good Lord," she said.
"Arrange flowers in a vase, talk to boys, tweeze your eyebrows, shave your legs, apply lipstick."
"What about vomit in a sink? They teach a charming way to do that?"
she asked. Sometimes I purely hated her.